You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz, in for Tanzina.
Do you have any experience in motion pictures?
Active renter at Blockbuster.
Can we talk about something other than Hollywood for a change?
Ms. Taken. You know Mr. Taken from the Taken movies. This is his niece.
The studio makes pictures to serve the system.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
2020 was a rough year for movie theaters. The biggest chains took major financial hits, and many beloved local theaters had to close their doors for good. But this summer, movie theaters are back, and you don't have to take my word for it. Just listen to Vin Diesel.
For more than 100 years, there's one place where we all came together to be entertained, to escape, to go someplace new. The movies. There's nothing like that moment when the lights go down. The projector ignites. And we believe.
And we eat popcorn. Now Vin Diesel has a major incentive to get people back into theater seats. The ninth installment in his Fast and Furious franchise comes out at the end of June. But more than a year into the pandemic, some people still feel uncomfortable spending hours in a dark theater with a group of strangers. And others might just prefer the ease of streaming movies at home. So, what will the coming months look like at the movies?
The movies.
Here with me now to talk about it is Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Rafer, great to have you back on the show.
Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you. So I'm not going to ask whether we need to see a ninth Fast and the Furious. I'm going to first ask whether we should be going back to the theaters. You've recently started going back in person. What's it like?
Yeah, I've done it a couple of different ways, actually. I've been a paying customer. I have done the private rental for me and my family. And I've been a critic where I've gone back to a private screening room and sat and watched an advanced screening of a movie. And I guess I would say it's wonderful to be back. You know, if you're going to a regular old theater, you know, you're going to see the same kind of differences I think that you're seeing everywhere else. You know, things are a lot emptier. People are keeping their distance from each other. Everyone's got a mask, you know, the usual kind of thing. But it's pretty darn nice to be back in a movie theater with that, you know, $80 popcorn on your lap and sitting there watching something on a big screen. I watched Raya the Last Dragon, the new Disney movie. I'd seen it on my computer. I gave it a so-so review. I saw it in the theaters, and I got to tell you, on the big screen, I thought, this is a lot better. This is a lot better movie seeing it on the big screen.
Was it the screen? Was it the sound? Was it the communal experience? Why was it better, do you think?
I think it's just everything. You're there with other people. You know, I was there with my kids watching that movie. My kids reacted to it a lot better. The jokes landed with them a little more than they did with me. You know, you've got that big screen that just kind of takes up your whole field of vision. I know we've all got fairly big TVs these days, but you know, you can't really replace that big screen experience, the sound that's all over you. It's so much more immersive. You're in the dark, your phone's not ringing, you know, no one's walking back and forth in front of you, you know, going back to the kitchen or doing whatever. It's just, you know, it's that movie feeling. I agree with Vin Diesel. It's where the magic happens.
What's different about theaters now? Many theaters have undergone a number of changes to comply with public health guidelines. Were you noticing any of those changes while you were inside these theaters?
You know, I think a lot of theaters have done, are redoing their ventilation systems and stuff. That's the kind of thing you're probably not going to notice. That's very behind the scenes. But, you know, if you go get popcorn, you know, you're not going to be able to go pump your own butter. They're going to give it to you in a little, you know, the little tiny thing that they use for hot sauce, you know, get a little thing of that oil, which really makes you realize what you're putting on that popcorn when you can really see it in that thing. It really gives you some second thoughts, I gotta tell you.
Sure.
You know, but like though, I say, it's, yeah, oh, it is delicious. I can't live without it. But, you know, so some of that stuff, you know, again, you know, you can't pump your own drinks. You got to give it to somebody, and that person's going to turn around and fill it up for you and then give it back to you and then give you your straw. So people are being pretty careful. Everyone's got the, you know, the gloves on. Everyone's still got their masks on indoors, of course. You know, the same as you'll notice when you go to the cafe or something, and you know, you, or right. you go to the donut shop or whatever. You know, just things have changed, and things are going to be different, I think, for some time to come.
Some studios like Warner Brothers and Disney are going to keep releasing their movies both in the theaters and then on streaming services simultaneously, at least for a little while. So this is like a new shift. It's a new thing. What are some of the major releases that are coming out that are getting this type of hybrid release?
Yeah, there's quite a few. So I think that the two big players in that space, I think, are just like you said, Disney and Warner Brothers. They're the ones that have really gone whole hog on this. So, for instance, Cruella, you know, the origin story of Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians with Emma Stone, that's coming out May 28th. That'll also be on Disney Plus. But, you know, you, again, you got to pay extra. It's premier access. It's an extra $30 fee to see Cruella. They're doing the same thing with Black Widow, July 9th. That's going to be in theaters, but also on Disney Plus with the premier access. Warner Brothers is doing all this with HBO Max. In the Heights, they're going to do that way. You know, so I think all Warner Brothers movies are going to be on in theaters and on HBO Max. Disney is doing a little bit of, you know, some of these will be on Disney where you pay extra. Some of them will be on Disney where you don't pay extra. Some will be in theaters only. Disney's being a little more careful about that. Like, for instance, their big Beatles documentary from Peter Jackson, Get Back, that's out August 27th. That's a Disney movie, but that's in theaters only. Like, they want people to come out and see that one. So it kind of depends on the title.
And if you have the option to screen it at home and it's only a couple bucks, are you going to go to the theaters? I mean, you are. You will. You enjoy the experience. Do you imagine that there will be enough people to keep going to theaters even if they have the option to sit at home on the couch?
I mean, I think that's the big question for all this stuff. And for me, I think the real signpost for whether or not the movies are really back and whether they kind of still hold that place in our hearts, I think it's going to be Black Widow. Because there's a movie that's going to be in theaters, but also on premier access. And this is, you know, this is a huge movie. Scarlett Johansson, she's a massive movie star. People love her in this, the Black Widow role, you know, from the Avengers. All these other Marvel heroes have had their own standalone movies. This is her first. It's been delayed for a year. It was originally supposed to come out last May. So there's a lot of pent-up demand for this. But now you've got a choice. Are you going to stay home and pay the $30 flat fee and your whole family and maybe even your friends can all sit around and watch it in your home safely? Or do you go out to the movies, pay the $15 per person, pay that extra premium for the popcorn, the Coke, and the M&Ms? Will people go out and do that? Will they make the choice? And I think that'll be really interesting. If people stay home or just wait for that to come on video, that's going to be a troubling sign. But if they get out and go see it, then I really feel like, hey, the movies are back.
Wow, interesting. And no, until I can figure out how to make that butter concoction myself at home, I think I'll have to continue to go to the theaters. Rafer Guzman is the film critic for Newsday. Rafer, thanks so much. Enjoy the films.
Thanks, Matt.